So this is really a camp Shiloh. Doesn't happen so much, you know, in the city, in the regular day-to-day life. But in camp, sometimes you play basketball before davening, or you do other stuff before davening. And now you come into Shacharis and you realize you weren't wearing tzitzis. And it's up to Shacharis time. And if you go back to the bunk, or you go get your tzitzis, you're going to miss davening with a minyan. You're going to miss Shmoneh Esrei. Shud with a minyan. Is it better to not wear tzitzis and to daven with the minyan, or to not daven with the minyan and go get your tzitzis? In other words, to say Shmoneh Esrei, be yechidus by yourself wearing tzitzis. No, any thoughts? Minyan or tzitzis? Minyan. Okay, let's see. Okay, you can run really fast, whatever it is. Pick your situation. Or you're on vacation, or you're on vacation, and you know you're traveling, and you realize, whoops, you forgot to pack your tzitzis. The next place you're going to go buy, and now you have to daven Shacharis. Should you wait till later on and buy tzitzis? Not, it happens. This is not a day-to-day Shiloh. So it's a vacation camp type Shiloh. Okay, huh? Wearing a talus. Okay, so let's see. As the Shulchan Aruch says in Chav Dalad, Simon Chav Dalad, last Simon in Shulchan Aruch for tzitzis, it says, "Im ein adam lovish talus, basar bekanfos ein achayv tzitzis." If you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, you're not chayv tzitzis at all. V'tov v'nachon lios kol adam zar lobos talus katan kol ayom deishis kar mitzvah b'chol rega. Nevertheless, the minhag has become, and it's proper for people to wear tzitzis all day, wearing a four-cornered garment with the strings. In this way, you fulfill the mitzvah at all points. Therefore, he says, v'nachon l'lav shvayin tzitzis. And then he says later on, l'fachos, at the very least, yizar, you should be careful, she'lavush tzitzis b'shas tefillah. At least during davening, at the very least, make sure you're wearing tzitzis. Now, what does tzitzis mean? We'll see in a second. Says the Mishnah Bura, okay, that was for Shmoneh Esrei, but what about for Kriya Shema? Says the Mishnah Bura, u Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. Why? This is the key point. It says in the Zohar that a kore Kriya Shema b'li tzitzis. If you say Kriya Shema and you're not wearing tzitzis, meyud edus sheker ba'atzmo. You're testifying falsely about yourself because you're writing, you're saying that I'm wearing tzitzis, risam oso, etc. And you're not wearing tzitzis at all. Shekore parshas Kriya Shema, you're reading parshas tzitzis, you're reading the parshas of tzitzis, ve'eno mekayim hakra. You're clearly saying to yourself, you're false. You're saying Kriya Shema, and you're not wearing the tzitzis that you're talking about. Fine. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you must wear tzitzis when you say Kriya Shema. There is, however, a problem. Later on, Mishnah Berurah talks about a case, Rama talks about a case, where you didn't get your talus until you're in the middle of davening. Okay, it was delayed. Your son was supposed to bring it from shul. He's delayed. Whatever it is, it's from home. And now you have your talus and you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. You get your talus and tefillin.
But you're wearing talus
cut. Okay, hold the thought for a second. So you're wearing, you don't know what we're wearing yet. Good point. But you get your talus and your tefillin in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Says Ramah, you put them both on at that point. You make a bracha on the tefillin. You don't make a bracha on the talus until after davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Because nishkeferlich, if you daven Kriya Shema without tzitzis, not such a big deal.
That's the opposite of what you said before.
It's the exact opposite of what we just said before. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, citing the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, tries to like understandably tries to split hairs and says, "Well, yeah, really, it's Eidus Sheker. You're testifying falsely about yourself if you're not wearing tzitzis when you say Kriya Shema. But it's not so important enough that you should talk in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema to make a bracha on those tzitzis or on talus. Why? Because if you didn't have a four-cornered garment at all, you wouldn't be chayv in tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Only if you have four-cornered garment do you wear tzitzis. So it says Shlomo Zalman, that's why if you get it in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, you don't make a bracha, but it's still Eidus Sheker. Okay, now we need to get to your question. So now here's the question. You're wearing tzitzis, okay? And your talus is not there yet. And now you're up to Kriya Shema. You don't have a talus. And you're a married person which normally wears a talus. Now, Should you say Kriya Shema without your talus? You're wearing tzitzis? Yes or no? Or should you wait, miss Kriya Shema with the tzibur, miss Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, you'll get your talus 20 minutes later, and you'll daven b'yichidus. Which one should you do for this one? But for sure, says the Imre Yosher, citing the Ber Moshe, this is an easy one. You're wearing tzitzis. Okay, so you're not wearing a talus. Not so bad. Still, it's much better to do tefillah b'tzibur. But what about our future presentation? You're not wearing tzitzis. You're not wearing a talus. And okay, or at Maariv, or at Shacharis even. You're not wearing anything. And now you're up to Kriya Shema by Shacharis. Should you miss tefillah b'tzibur to go get tzitzis? Because it's Meyed Eid Sheker. Or is tefillah b'tzibur more important than you should risk doing an Eid Sheker? No? Tefillah b'tzibur, you say?
Not wearing a four-cornered
garment. Tefillah b'tzibur?
Tefillah b'tzibur.
Anyone says tzitzis? So Shlomo Zalman Arbach was unsure about the answer to this question. He says, mistopic. I'm not sure which is worse. You have two evils over here. You have Meir Eid Sheker about yourself, and you have Tefillah B'Tzibur. So how do you know Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important than Eid Sheker? No?
Eid Sheker is over. Why does it say, why does the Zohar say Eid Sheker by
So we do say it by tefillin. The Gemara actually says it by tefillin, and it says it by tefillin. So that was my next sentence. By tefillin, for sure, there's an Eid Sheker. But the Zohar extends it and says by tzitzis as well. So which one is worse? This Eid Sheker or a minion? It says of Shlomo Zalman, I'm not sure. It says Tzarchi and Yesh L'Stapik, he says. Yeah, but with the tzibur. Meaning, should you say it now? You're saying it the first time. It's going to be Yotzi or Mitzvah. Right? You're gonna do the mitzvah in the opportune way, not the opportune way. Oh, you want to say it on tonight? That's creative. Say it on tonight. I'm not sure. I hear you. Tonight is a little bit iffy according to many posts. We don't love the tonight in German. I hear you. It's a good point. It's a fair point. I don't know why he doesn't say it. Yeah.
Isn't that considered like a lesser?
Okay, so excellent. So the Piskei Tshuva says, it's much better to daven with a minyan without tzitzis than to miss minyan for this Eid Sheker. But he has a little bit different reason than what you say. He says, what does the Zohar mean? Zohar says it's Eid Sheker if you say Kriya Shema without tzitzis. Quotes the Aruch HaShulchan who says that's not what the Zohar means. Listen to this. Uve Emes Nirav is the Aruch HaShulchan. Da Zohar gamken kavanoso. Listen to what the Zohar means. Kishenose beged bedawid kanfus below tzitzis. You only are doing Eid Sheker if you have a four-cornered garment and the strings are not there. Such a case, that's Eid Sheker. You tell God, look, I've got a four-cornered garment and the heck with mitzvah tzitzis. That's Eid Sheker. But for a person not to wear a four-cornered garment at all and not wear tzitzis, therefore, it's not Eid Sheker. You may not be the ideal Jew for following this minhag, but it's not Eid Sheker, he says, and therefore, says Aruch HaShulchan, says Piskei Tshuva, based on this Aruch HaShulchan, it's a no-brainer. You should daven with a minyan, now, even without it tonight. And you'll put on your tzitzis afterwards, and then you'll repeat Kriya Shema. Yeah, absolutely.
Tonight at 9:14, I'm
going to
be home.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat
Kriya Shema. Do I have to have my tzitzis? So that's a good question. For Maariv, probably not as much, because night is not Zman Tzitzis. But for Shacharis, if you were doing that or something, I don't know, you did it too early, and then you have to say Kriya Shema, probably you should wear your tzitzis for a Shacharis if you're repeating it. You know, you take go shower in the morning, I don't know, you're not going to put back in your tzitzis for a little bit, whatever it is, you should put on the tzitzis to say Kriya Shema for sure. The final point of this whole Chabura is, it's all sheer, yeah. Oh, Vizman. So that was a bonus. It's an easy one. That's why I didn't even have that one. Answer is, if you're going to miss Zman, for sure you should say Kriya Shema. When it comes to Zmanim, I'm a Yekka, you understand that. You know, for any Litvak in the room, anyone who knows me, you know, that's an easy one. When it comes to Zmanim, for sure, all the poskim say you shouldn't miss Zman for a year. The question is, you're going to make this Zman, it's just not going to be B'tzibur. Fine. Final point, just to ponder about this whole Chabur, just to think about this, is it sounds very much that even unmarried people should be wearing Talesim. Because if this whole concept that we're risking Eidos Sheker, you know, even if we're in tzitzis, then I'm wearing a talus. So it's not some achronim point out. Like, there's another raya that, like, this minug developed that people don't put on talisim to their marriage. A pretty iffy minug to begin with, but obviously that's what most of the world does, unless you're a yeker. Shkoyach.